Okay, before we jump into another episode of RHO D&D, we wanted to take a quick moment to shout out our amazing patrons over at patreon.com/housewivesofd&D. We're an entirely independently run show, and we quite literally couldn't do it without your support. So thank you for joining our Patreon and helping us continue to make new episodes of RHO D&D. If you haven't checked it out yet, head on over to patreon.com/housewivesofd&D for access to our player character sheets, DM notes and confessionals, video versions of our episodes, our full-length behind-the-scenes podcast released every other Monday on our off weeks, live events, merch drops, the chance to name an NPC, and so much more. Patreon.com/housewivesofd&D.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This season on RHO D&D.
Roll for initiative.
Welcome to the legendary game of the imagination, where players become brave adventurers in a world of enchantment, a world of betrayal, and now in a world of Botox.
Guys, I have a question. What is a grotto?
This season on The Real Housewives of D&D.
I want to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes!
Your crystals are trash, and so are you.
Not everybody is cut out to be in the spotlight.
I have a Costco membership.
I've never been in a Costco.
Give me a survival check on this whole scenario.
Something very bad has happened. We have fallen into another land.
Y'all, I don't think this is Los Angeles. It feels not Los Angeles-y.
And then suddenly, a fireball comes hurtling out of the darkness straight towards Kiki.
There's waterfall up ahead. Quick, swim out the river.
Anya bursts forth from the water like the Little Mermaid when she first grows legs.
The ancestors scream in your ear.
That's a dragon!
You do not just a cartwheel, but it's a sexy cartwheel.
Oh!
Kiki is not happy. Kiki wants to throw her Louboutin at this nymph.
Why would she say that? Why would she say that? That is so mean.
Oh, this is somebody's idea of a really fun girls' weekend.
Come for the dungeons, stay for the dragons, and get ready for a whole lot of drama.
Oh my God, you guys!
It's the Real Housewives of D&D!
I'm feeling a little bored, and I'd like to get on a horse.
RHO D&D is a sexy, terrifying, savage podcast for mature audiences. Content warnings can be found in the episode notes, along with links to all of our maps and ancillary content.
Welcome to The Real Housewives of Dungeons & Dragons, an actual play D&D podcast. I'm Allison Zada.
And I'm Valen Shore.
We are your dungeon masters, or as we like to say, drama masters.
If you're new to D&D, it's basically where a bunch of friends get together to tell an improvised story with the help of rolling dice. Our adventure follows five reality show stars who have fallen into the Forgotten Realms mid-filming and must find their way back home.
Unlike classic D&D, we've given all of our players heavily redacted character sheets, so they'll be learning about their powers and abilities as we play.
Let's have everybody introduce their characters, starting with Liz Jenkins.
I'm Liz Jenkins. I play Cece, who's used to being in the spotlight since she was a scene-stealing child star. She is the definition of started from the bottom, now we here.
Riley Rose Critchlow.
Hi, I'm Riley Rose Critchlow, and I play Cassandra Casternak. Cass is best known for running a luxury women's empowerment company called Women Pow that's famous for its extravagant upper-level retreats and is definitely not a pyramid scheme, as well as for her series of best-selling romance novels, each of which feature her posing on the cover with her hot assistant, Sebastian.
Elizabeth Ho.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Ho, and I play Dr. Christina Yang. The Grey's Anatomy character was actually based on her. She's a dermatologist to the stars, wife, friend, and mother. The loves of her life are her best friend, Cassandra, her husband, Christian, her children, Cooper and Coco, and her two rescued dogs, Cooper and Coco.
Nicole Weiland.
Hi, I'm Nicole Weiland, and I play Anya Amovich. She is an Eastern European, practical, proud mother of one human and one cat, sound bath leader, and mysterious housewife. She is known for speaking plainly and inexplicably, and she communes with the ancestors as much as she can.
Kosha Patel.
Hello, I'm Kosha, and I play Kiki, who is well known for her love of gold, vegan fur that's actually real fur, but she tells people it's vegan fur, and giving inspirational talks to 3.5 of her stepchildren. Not all 6, just 3.5. And basically doing what any other privileged white woman would do, even though she's not necessarily white, but she wants to live like one.
Filming is about to begin. You all sit on 2 long, low couches on the reunion stage. The couches are angled towards one another, and between them is an empty chair. Bright lights surround the stage, and the crew is scurrying around getting everything organized. 2 of your producers, Nancy Andrews and Trixie Belding, stand off to one side, deep in conversation with your host. So you ladies spent this entire morning in hours of glam, getting ready for today, preparing to discuss the events that happened last season on your show. This is a scene that most of you are very familiar with. But today, something feels a little different. So we're going to ask you to roll a perception check.
12. I got a 20.
Oh.
Riley, what did you get?
7.
7.
7.
And I got a 10.
10. Kosha?
5.
So Nicole rolled the highest?
Yes.
All right. So Anya notices that there's an ominous feeling in the air, like something tragic could happen at any moment.
Anya just reaches into her gown and puts her hands on the cameo of her grandmother she carries on her at all times. And she's gathering her strength for whatever may come.
As you touch the cameo, you feel the slightest rumble on the ground where your feet are.
Oh my God. Okay, Anya's still not going to say anything to anybody because, you know, she's not sure if that's like happened or if that's just like the ancestors giving her a physical warning.
So after this strange moment Anya's experiencing, your host takes his seat on stage in the chair between the couches, and your producer Nancy mumbles something into her headset, and Trixie calls out, "Quiet on set, please, rolling." And then she leans forward and looks at all of you in the eye and says, "Remember, ladies, this is your chance to tell your side of the story. We want concise answers. We want you to lean into the drama, okay? All right, 3, 2, 1, action."
Your host, Sandy, gives camera one a big grin and says, "Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Anaheim reunion. I'm your host, Sandy, here today with the elegant and enchanting Housewives of Anaheim." So as you all look around you at this map, you are on a Hollywood soundstage. As you can see, there are many cameras set up with cables and cords from those cameras going into some sort of control panel thing. If you look really closely, you'll see that there are 2 cords for each video camera and only 1 cord for the lighting.
Ooh.
I figured it needed audio and visual cords going out of the camera.
Okay.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
We were learning something.
The detail.
Solid. No, the detail on the map is stunning. I wish you all at home could see this. It's gorgeous.
There is tape on the floor taping those cords down so that you don't trip or the network doesn't get sued by the cast members.
That's so thoughtful.
Yeah. It's part of the regulations.
I think Cass goes around checking all the tape just to make sure if there was one that could be tripped over, she knows where it is.
Yeah, so they start filming. You're all sitting around Sandy, and he looks at all of you, takes the whole setting in, and looks at Cece first. Cecilia, our favorite former child star. What a look. I love it. Fans really loved you this season. It's not surprising you got a book deal. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate you giving a shout out to my book. I'm really excited about it. It is called, it's actually the catchphrase from my show. If you guys remember when I was little, I was a scene stealer on a little sitcom.
You certainly were.
So the book is called, Whoops, Was That Me? If you remember, I used to say that when I would come inside their house. I was the annoying neighbor. And you guys remember, it was a big deal.
I mean, Oprah says you can't have all three things at once. It's either money, love, or success, you know?
Yeah, she invited me to a brunch and I couldn't go. But yeah, Oprah, she says a lot of really brilliant things. She's in my phone, you know?
Wow. What does she think about you being on this show?
Oh, she, Oprah?
Yeah.
Winfrey? She's excited for me. You know, she doesn't watch the show. She doesn't have a lot of time.
Right.
But Gail's sister's niece's friend from school watches the show. So I'm sure she's heard of it.
Cassandra, how's work? Aren't you prepping for your empowerment retreat in a couple of days? What's the name again?
Yes, Women Pow is coming up this coming weekend. It's just, this is our luxury retreat just for our upper level members. If you remember, it takes a lot of time and investment to achieve level 26, which is where you need to be to attend Women Pow. It's an honor, really, for my followers or my members.
Dr. Christina, you look really awake. How's dermatology?
Fantastic. You know, I didn't think this little app called TikTok would blow up, but
oh, yeah, I heard.
Ever since I started showing pimple popping, which, you know, isn't really what I do best, but there's a following for it.
And this year at Women Pow, Christina's actually going to have her own tent where she will be doing slug slime injections. It's a cutting edge technology, and we're very excited to share it with our upper level Women Pow members.
Think ayahuasca, but for your face. Just everything bleeding out. You know, all the toxins bleeding out, like throwing up out of your skin.
In a safe, luxurious environment.
Of course.
Kiki, special welcome to your first reunion. Love that fur coat. Can you tell me more about that fur coat?
Yes. This fur coat is made from more than one animal. It's tiger skin and wolf fur. And
I thought you said it was vegan fur.
Yes, it's vegan. Yeah, exactly.
Wait, you mean the tigers were vegan?
Exactly, yes.
The tigers were vegan.
Oh,
got it.
Yes.
Congratulations on being a newlywed. We're still talking about your extremely extravagant wedding.
Yes, it was very extravagant. Very beautiful, very tasteful, lots of gold, lots of saris, just like a lot of stuff.
And you gave gold bars to your guests as party favors, is that right?
Trixie Belding actually is going to come out from back, and she has on a tray, she's got two of those gold bars that Kiki gave out as favors at her wedding.
Oh.
So if Kiki just wants to show them off for a second, she's welcome to.
Wow, they really are beautiful.
This is pure gold. As you can see, I wouldn't put your teeth on it because, you know, I still have a chance.
So how much did this wedding cost?
This wedding that's hard for me to say because I don't like to talk about money, and also I'm not great at math, but at least $4.2
billion.
Billion?
Oh,
yeah.
God. How's parenthood treating you, Kiki?
Parenthood? Honestly, I was a little bit nervous because I didn't know if I was cut out to be a mom. But actually, I found that I really am because I have a lot of wisdom and knowledge to offer. And I find that most of my stepchildren really take to the advice that I have to give. And I take that role seriously just because I don't really have much else to do during the day.
Some people have been criticizing your marriage to Wilton because he's quite a bit older than you. What do you have to say to all of those on Twitter?
Nobody likes a hater.
Kiki's stepdaughter is actually also has a tent at Women Pow and is giving a talk on aging gracefully.
Yes. She is really well known in the space of getting older. And I think that's really important. And I really support her.
And I hope I look as good as she does when I'm her age.
Yeah, me too.
Anya, your best friend left the show. Mm-hmm. You've been on the outs with most of the group. Mm-hmm. It's been a hard year for you.
Yes, it's been very difficult. I am missing Sasha all the time.
Ugh.
What was that, Cass?
That was an ugh. Maybe you don't remember what Sasha did to me, but there, I have absolutely no patience for like, oh, poor Sasha, she's off the show. We miss her so much.
That's too bad. Because without her, I find it unbearable to be here.
Anya, how's your daughter, Amma?
Amma, my world, my flower. She is perfect. She is tween right now. It is very important time.
I saw on social media that she's getting to herbalism just like you.
Yes, it is family tradition.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that family tradition? Because some people on social media are calling you a witch.
I cannot speak on it.
Amma was actually invited to our teen program at Girl Pow, but they turned it down. Which I was very offended by.
Oh, well, I don't care.
It's a $10,000 invitation. You know, that fee was waived for Amma, but
wow,
it's fine.
That's pretty nice, Anya.
I don't care. She will not be attending any fake bullshit that Cass is putting out into the world.
Can we get another perception check from everybody, please?
16.
2.
20.
Ooh.
1's perfect.
Cassandra, as Anya's talking, you look over to pass the cameras and you see producers Trixie and Nancy with their headsets and their clipboards, and you notice that they seem nervous. In fact, everyone seems nervous.
Cass has been on the show for 10 seasons now, so she's very highly attuned to Trixie and Nancy's nonsense. She feels like this is that opportunity where they're going to do something like bring out her old ex-rival, Sasha, do something. So Cass slips a hand in the pocket of her luxurious rhinestone dress, where she always has a small tin of marijuana weed edibles, and just like quietly slips one into her mouth and like takes a deep breath.
On camera, no one sees you to put a weed edible in your mouth.
You do a check. I didn't say no one saw me. I just did it.
Let's do a sleight of hand check.
I was hoping no one saw me. Yeah, sleight of hand, sure. That is a 12.
Oh. Sandy says, Cass, what are you eating?
Oh. Sandy, I'm so glad you asked. And she takes the tin out and like holds it at face level. So it's definitely in the shot. And she's like, this is actually my new branded line of cannabis edibles. They've been blessed by the shamans that we keep on staff at Women Pow. And they have a high level frequency that is directly connected to the astral plane. So I highly recommend. They'll be on store shelves next week. And thank you so much for asking, Sandy.
Dr. Christina, bringing your medical kit on stage to reunions now.
Yeah, you never know when there might be like a need for a little touch up. Trixie, I'm looking at you.
Trixie gives you a very dirty look.
So the host says to all of you, let's jump right in. As you all know, last season, Cece was invited to guest host Kelly Clarkson's talk show. She invited Dr. Christina to appear as part of a Women Who Do It All segment. Cassandra Kasternak came to support Dr. Christina and somehow ended up on stage with her, taking over the entire show. So I have to ask, Cece, walk us through that day when you were the guest host of Kelly Clarkson's talk show.
Yeah, I got a call from Kelly, who also has invited me to brunch before.
Wow.
Hadn't been able to come. But she said, hey, I'm going to be out. I'm going to be out doing karaoke all night on a Friday, and I'm going to be recovering all weekend. Can you cover for me Monday? And I was like, of course. You know, I have a charisma about me I could do. And I've always wanted to maybe do like a talk show. So I said yes. And I got there and I was so excited. And I said something in my heart was like, let me throw a bone to Dr. Christina and have her on the show. That would be a fun segment. So I had her on, and it was, pardon my French, a sheet show. you know, I don't know if you want to roll the footage or it was just so bad.
Yeah. So they say, yeah, let's roll the footage. And you all see in the monitors a montage of Dr. Christina.
She was very loopy. And eventually she was making no sense at all. She started to slur her words, was drooling a little bit, sliding down the couch. Cass came out, sat next to her, propped her up, eventually was kind of like holding her almost on her knee. And when Cece would try to ask a question, Cass would interrupt, ask her own question, and then answer it herself as if she were Dr. C. She revealed some pretty intimate details about Dr. C's marriage and her life. And she just, you know, she wouldn't stop talking for quite a long time.
It was like having a ventriloquist and a dummy.
I have to say, very typically Cass, that she is out there stealing the spotlight and telling the secrets.
Saving the show.
It looked like a disaster once you came on.
I mean, Dr. Christina, some viewers were wondering if you were dipping into your medical kit, so to speak. Jennifer from Duluth asks, I know drugs, and it definitely seems like Dr. Christina knows them too. Why else would she be acting like that? What would Kelly Clarkson think?
Well, Jennifer from Duluth, you're right. During hiatus, Cass and Christian sat me down and they had a little intervention and I've been to rehab since then. This is my first time out from the center. And it's really nice to see everyone. And thank God Cass was there. You had to take one of Cass's classes because we just connected on the astral plane. She knew exactly what I was trying to say at all moments. Every question that was asked of me, she was able to just interpret it for me.
Well, she was also asking the questions.
Yeah, I mean, I forgive you.
Well, I knew what kind of questions that she would want to be asked, and then I knew what kind of answers she would end up giving. So,
right.
You know, when you need to step in and save the day, it's easier when you're playing all the parts.
Well, you know, it was my day. If anyone needed to be saved. But as Kelly would have said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, you know? She said that. She sang it. So
I think Christina should be very proud of her recovery. That's not an easy thing to do. And if you are either a former or potentially future patient of Christina's, just know that she knows which medications are safe, which medications are fun, and which medications like are okay, even if you're sober, like you can have a little bit and it's like still okay.
The host says to Cass, while we're on the topic, Cass, let's talk about what happened at Women Pal between you and former Queen Bee and housewife Sasha Sinclair.
Well, as I'm sure you remember, at the beginning of this season was the last Women Pal, and I very graciously invited all of the housewives, even though not everybody is a level 26 in my company. Some people haven't even joined, which is confusing, but Sasha, who I'm sure viewers remember from last season, was a high-ranking member in my organization. But after she left the show and had some public moments that were slightly unsavory, I did not invite her. And she showed up anyway with a tower, really, of Amazon boxes, claiming that my authentic healing crystals, which come as a mandatory set of 12, which all participants are required to purchase upon entry, because they're for your own health and benefit. She claimed that I just ordered them from Amazon.com, which is outrageous. She is definitely not welcome back. And just to clear the record, my crystals are from the Amazon rainforest, not Amazon.com. And I have them right. She pulls them out of her dress. She pulls out the full set of 12 healing crystals and just like starts holding each one up to the camera to be like, look how real that is. Can't you feel the astral plane?
Katie from Point Pleasant tweeted, Cassandra made it very clear that the healing crystals would be a mandatory purchase at Women Pal. So why didn't Cece and Anya buy the crystals? Do they think they're better than everyone else?
That is a great question, Katie from Point Pleasant.
It's not that I think I'm better than anyone else. It's just that there's a little bodega at the end of where I take my dogs to the dog park. And they have give a penny or pick up a crystal and in this little bowl at front. And I swear, I'm not trying to be rude, but they look exactly like the crystals that Cass sells. So I don't know how authentic they are if the bodega guy has them as like a little freebie next to the lighters and the, you know.
Cass, your crystals are trash. Your event is trash. And so are you.
Anya, preach, sister. This is why Anya is my sister.
OMG, white girls are crazy.
Dr. C pulls out her white medical Hermes bag, and inside are a bunch of crystals from Cass's retreat. And Dr. C starts pulling them out and going, does this really look like trash? And pulls out another one just like Cass did, like basically mimicking the exact movement. Does this look like trash?
No.
And another one, does this look like trash?
Sure doesn't.
Because I'll tell you one thing, they don't.
That's right.
Because they're not.
Anya strokes her long, luxurious red hair and then touches the cameo under her gown and says, it all looks like trash to me.
Cece does like a little air high five to Anya, like, go sister.
Anya reciprocates.
Meanwhile, amongst all this drama, Kiki just like reaches over to see if she can touch the gold bar on the table. And she just sneaks one away.
Should we roll for sleight of hand?
They're her gold bars, aren't they?
Yeah, they're Sandy watches you do it and is like, yeah, they're yours, you can take it back.
And then Kiki's like, okay, and grabs a second.
Yeah. Nice. So former queen bee and former longtime housewife Sasha Sinclair put out this post on social media, quote, my so-called best friend uninvited me from the Women Power Retreat. I practically single-handedly invested in that company from the ground up. Cassandra Kasternak is an unstable con artist. I wouldn't be surprised if she was the reason I was let go from the network in the first place.
I will have my lawyers go speak to her because, again, when you make public allegations about me, I will follow up. But I think we all saw Sasha's Instagram rant in a Denny's at 4 a.m. You know, she was not well. And she said stuff about every single one of us. And she can call me all sorts of names. Yes, she was a part of my company. Yes, she did invest. And what did she get out of that?
Nothing.
Hours, days, weeks of training on how to be an empowered, luxurious woman. And so I think that Women Pow can sort of take credit for the good parts of Sasha, and Sasha can take credit for the bad parts.
What do you think your most popular class is at Women Pow, Cassandra?
You know, our teen program is very popular. You start with Girl How, you know, which is just sort of like an informative session. And then there's Girl Now, which is let's get down to business. Working your way up to Girl Pow.
Certainly inspirational. Anya, what do you have to say about what happened? Did that Denny's video affect you?
Of course, yes. I mean, 4 a.m. and a Denny's saying those things is hard to watch because I would never want her to eat at Denny's, you know? Like, it's hard. It's disgusting food.
That was one of the hardest parts of that video was the moons over my hammy. Seeing it be ordered and then seeing it be eaten, just...
And the fries so soggy. The hash browns, undercooked.
I do want to chime in because I have a deal with Denny's.
I do find their mozzarella sticks very yum.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
I will say they are in need of a rebrand, and I'm happy you're in charge of it.
I can't wait to go to the room you designed at the Denny's on Sunset and Gower.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, we did a little launch there. It was unexpected. There were a lot of interesting characters, to say the least, but we had a step and repeat. It was
right. Nice.
I also my hand on a lot of different things, but working with an advocacy group specifically for middle-aged women having public breakdowns, like it's a very, very niche outreach program that I've started to work with. And so I feel for her.
Dr. C hears the words about breakdowns and her hand kind of starts to shake. And so she opens up her medical bag and tries to be very sneaky and tries to take a couple oxys. Should I roll for sleight of hand?
Yes, please.
Definitely.
That is a 19.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So sneaky.
Wow. Kind of. We are blind.
You throw your ponytail to the other side of your face, and as it covers your mouth, you cough a little bit and put that pill right in. No one sees it happen.
That's nice.
You don't even need water. You're a pro. Finally, Cass, I hate to even bring it up, but there have been some rumors of legal troubles within your organization.
Let me just be the first to say it is not a pyramid scheme. It is a triangular-shaped, multiple-level company involving marketing and distribution of services. And if you want to speak to anybody that is near the top of that triangle, they will tell you how happy they are.
I am part of that top of the triangle. I have done all 26 levels, and I can tell you this. if you have three people under you and those three people each get three more people and then those three people have three more people, it really grows into
a pyramid scheme.
A movement.
It seems like you guys don't know what shape a pyramid
is. It's a movement.
Is.
It sounds like a pyramid scheme.
A straight up pyramid.
I do have to agree with Anya and Cece on this one.
You may say that because you're at the bottom here, at the bottom of this triangle shape.
There's proprietary knowledge that you gain as you move up the triangle.
Well, Cass, you know, I have this brochure here. And Anya pulls out this Cass's Whim and Pow brochure.
It's shaped in a triangle.
Shaped in a triangle. Yeah.
It's actually three-dimensional if you pop the front.
And then she opens up.
A 3D triangle.
So, Anya opens the pyramid. And, you know, it says here that, you know, three people a year get champagne Audi and that four people are making $600,000 a month. And, you know, these look like paid actors because these are the same people that I've seen in, like, stock images. So how are you explaining this bullshit?
Yes, well, Lindsay, who you're referring to on the cover there, did used to be a stock image model, and she wasn't happy with her life until she joined the company, and she does make $600,000 a year.
She is, like, not understanding the drama, because these numbers are really small.
And with that, that ends our first segment. We're going to take a break, ladies.
So your host, Sandy, excuses himself, gets up from his seat and goes off stage. He's now talking to Trixie and Nancy. They're murmuring together. And you ladies are left alone on stage.
Dr. C opens her medical bag and takes out another Oxy and pops it.
And just then, you feel a sudden, intense jolt, like something large has just slammed into the building. And then the floor begins to shudder beneath your feet. You hear a rumble that's growing louder and louder in your ears until it's all that you can hear. And then suddenly the stage lights just burst all around you, raining down tiny pieces of shattered glass.
My face!
On the other side of the room, you see Nancy and Trixie scurrying towards the exits.
Where
and then Nancy
going?
Lets out a shriek and disappears from view under something that's fallen from the ceiling. The couches lurch forward, and then in front of you, a crack appears, running across the entire stage, splitting it in two and trapping you on the other side. And you can see in this now dim light that everyone else in the studio has run towards the exits and is escaping. But the crack, which is now growing wider and wider, is separating you from any possibility of an escape. And then with one final crack, the entire stage collapses and you fall into the yawning abyss below.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Dr. C's like, I took one too many. Shit. Oh, well, here we go. At least Cass is here in case anyone asks me any questions. She can puppet me.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You are falling through the earth. You're surrounded by darkness and pressure is building in your ears. And from all around you, it feels like little fingers are grabbing at you. And you feel this almost magnetic pull tugging you deeper and deeper. And then something shifts. Swirls of purple light appear and you twist in the air. The gravity around you seems to be reversing and you lose all sense of direction. It feels like walls are closing in. And now we're going to ask you all to do a constitution check.
Did anyone get a 15 or above?
Dr. C rolled a 17.
CC rolled 20.
Ooh. Cass rolled a 15.
I got a 17.
All right. Kiki, CC, Cass, and Dr. Christina Yang. Yeah, you're just kind of enjoying yourself. You didn't hit anything, no rocks or anything like that. What about you? What did Anya roll?
I got a 6.
Oh, great. Yeah, so you hit some rocks on the way.
Are you just like pinballing down the side of the... You know what I'm imagining is, have you guys seen Labyrinth? And there's like the thing she falls down is all the hands. Yes. Like that is exactly, oh exactly what I'm imagining. Yeah.
Ooh, nice visual.
Could you roll a d4 for damage on those rocks?
I'd love to.
It's a 4.
Yeah, so that'll go in your hit points if you would just like to subtract 4.
Oh, I'd love to. Cool. I've been reduced by a third.
Okay. All right. So everyone else is doing pretty good.
I'm going to die.
Suddenly, you lose all sense of direction and you can't breathe. You're trying to breathe, you're not getting anything in, and all of a sudden you realize that's because you're breathing in water. You're splashing around and suddenly you pop to the surface and you find yourself in the middle of a quickly flowing river that's flowing through a cavern. On either side of you, there are steep, rocky walls. And there's all this light. If it weren't like scary and weird, it's really pretty. The water's rough though. It's starting to batter you around a little bit. And you notice that there are some banks ahead. And then in the distance, all you see is a swirl of fog.
And now we would like you to roll for perception, the whole party, and whoever has the highest.
I got a 7.
A Dr. C has an 8.
Ooh, someone just got a natty 20. Right. Plus 5. So that's a 25.
Jesus
for
Christ.
Me. Anya bursts forth from the water like the Little Mermaid when she first grows legs and like is in like, and then like flops back down into the water and is like,
all banged up.
And what she sees as as she's floating.
This is a beautiful map. That's a great mountain.
What are we looking at?
Is that a butthole?
Okay. It looks like
so
a
you're
butthole.
Looking. That looks like a butthole.
That's a butthole.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh no! Wait! You guys, I think that's a waterfall.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a butthole.
The bottom of the waterfall.
Oh, I thought the butthole was the top of the waterfall.
I thought the butthole was just part of the river.
It is.
So Anya pops up and realizes, indeed, it's a waterfall up ahead, and Anya can see mountain peaks through the cloudy mist, and realizes that you're pretty high up.
Y'all, I don't think this is Los Angeles. It feels not Los Angeles-y.
Okay, so Anya's going to swim for the bank. She's not trying to fall down a waterfall.
Great.
So the rest of us that maybe got a 7 in perception don't see the waterfall. We're just like, woo!
Yeah.
Great, because that's 100%. Definitely what Cass is like. She's like, woo!
100%.
How deep is this water, DMs? Can we touch the bottom? And how fast is the current? The current is, it's moving. It's definitely moving you along. It's not, you're not like rushing towards the edge, but you're moving relatively quickly. So if you stay in for much longer, you probably will be carried over the edge. Okay. Anya's going to call out to CC. CC, where are you? Is everybody okay?
CC is doing well. She saw the movie Swim Fan when she was in high school and started taking swim lessons. And so she's Michael Phelpsing it through this water towards Anya. She's like, I read about river diseases. So CC ran out of there quick, fast.
Could you give me a strength check to see if you can pull yourself out of that side of the river?
All right, I got an 18.
Ooh. She fit.
Because I said I was Michael Phelps. And I
Let's give you some advantage from those swim fan days. You're going to roll twice and take the highest number.
Well, I just rolled and it's a 17.
You're like, yeah, I want to get out of here because river diseases. I'm all not about this. You and Anya get to the right side of the banks and in sync, you both pull yourselves up at the exact same moment.
Wow.
Oh, it's so high.
That's a power move. So I think Cass is like floating. She sees that synchronized like power themselves out of the river, like gorgeous, whipping their hair like slow motion. The most beautiful thing she's ever seen.
It's beautiful. They both whip their heads at the same exact time.
It's like water particles, slow motion. It's
like
gorgeous.
It's Charlie's Angels.
Dr. C, high as a kite, like goes, Cass, do you see that? They're beautiful.
They are. They really are.
Can CC try? Does CC have time to try to help anyone else? CC would like to try and grab like a stick or something to help Dr. Christina and Cass. Even though she hates them, she just wants to help.
Yeah, do you want to roll for investigation?
to see if there's anything that could help.
A 14.
So you look around on this side of the riverbank and you see rocks. Maybe that can help. Maybe, I don't know what your plan is.
You see, sink them.
Here.
Just throw rocks at us? You could.
Here, hope this helps.
And Anya watches Cece like struggle to pick up a rock and then like toss it in the water and it doesn't do anything. And she takes a moment and she touches the cameo under her dress and she like tries to get quiet and she's going to try and call on her ancestors for some like help and guidance in this moment. Mm. So what should I roll for that? Is that Arcana?
I guess.
I'm sure. Rolling, okay? I want to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes,
okay?
Arcana. Let's use some of our Arcana.
I know what it means, yeah, let's but I'm rolling that. For it. Watch me.
That sounds
Arcana
right.
On your toast.
Okay, so I got a 9.
I would need to hear what it sounds like.
Mm. When I call on my ancestors?
Yes, please.
I feel like it's like she gets quiet and then her breathing increases and she goes,
So she's orgasming. Oh. Got it.
Yeah. She's orgasming. She's totally relaxed, but like awake, and her body feels really sensitive, but also like incredibly.
I mean, family always makes me orgasm. So that makes sense.
Your ancestors are like, no.
Yeah.
Dead people always make me orgasm.
Good sex runs in her family.
So Cece's looking around for something to help the others in the river with. And while she's doing so, she hears Anya give out this.
Whoa,
we don't hear anything from the ancestors with the 9. But Cece does find in her investigating a skeleton with some armor on it, holding a shield.
Cece says, Anya, your orgasm helped me see. It revealed something to me.
Kiki, please give me a dexterity check.
It's a 15.
A 15. Ooh. Okay, so you lunge off the side of the river, do a like weird backflip, and then climb onto the other side and give me a strength check. See if you can pull yourself up.
14.
And you do.
And I do.
The fuck?
Yeah, and it's like, guys, I know you don't realize this about me, but I'm actually really physically strong.
She's on the other side of the river, though, right?
Yeah. So it's like, guys, I know you don't know this about me, but I'm actually really physically strong.
Cass, could you give me a survival check?
7.
She falls down the waterfall.
Wait, okay, wait. Anya's gonna try. She's gonna call again on the ancestor. She's gonna.
Yeah, that's great.
Try and get them to give her extreme powers so that maybe she could float Cass back over, right? Because Anya has strong beliefs. Okay, yeah. Here we go. I'm gonna roll again.
Arcana. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. It's a natural 1 minus 1, which is 0. Oh, no. Legitimate.
You like legitimate towards the
So that's 0.
Did we hear? I'm sorry. Did we hear what that call sounded like?
Yeah, I needed to hear what that sounded like.
Thank you for that. Just for me. On the way down, because the edible kicked in right, like right as this all went down. And Cass is like, did I potentially develop the best edible that has ever come to market?
Can Cece rip off a piece of her dress and try to get Cass before she falls down the waterfall?
Definitely.
How do you think Cece would do that in Liz Jenkins' Dungeons & Dragons knowledge? Would it be a saving throw or?
Yes, I think it would be some sort of a saving.
I would call it a dexterity saving throw. I don't know if we're using it quite right, but I don't care because I think it's literally a saving throw.
It is literally a saving throw. So I'm down.
We're going to take whatever that is for you after you roll this die. Dexterity saving throw. Let's do this.
Ooh, a 17, 18, 19.
Oh,
19.
Yes.
It is perfect. Like, it even has more slack than you think it would. Like, it goes past
the stress.
Yeah, the stress. Riley, could you please, though, throw a strength saving throw yourself? Because you're going to have to catch that.
Oh no.
It's a 3.
You just like grab air.
Oh, Cece did such a good job, but I'm so high.
Is there a stick nearby? Can we use a leg from the skeleton
to like try and get
to like fish her out.
Yeah, okay. Because it like floats. Yeah, we're gonna fish you.
Okay.
Okay, so what do we roll?
Well, first of all, I guess you would have to take the leg off the skeleton or using the whole skeleton.
I'm gonna get in there with the skeleton and I'm gonna take all of the armor.
Can I have one piece of it? Don't be stingy.
Can you roll us a persuasion check?
Ooh, a 20.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'll take that shield. Is there a shield?
Yes, there's a shield.
I'll take the shield.
Good choice.
Thanks, sis.
Wait, were you initially going to use the skeleton to fish Cass out, but then you changed your mind and instead are just taking the armor?
Yes, well, I have to
You're
take
like,
the armor.
But it's got this great armor.
I kind of feel like if Anya takes the time to put the armor on, then it's going to be too late for Dr. Christina.
Well, I don't think she's putting it on yet. I think she has to get the bones. I think she has to like take
Dr.
some of the
C
armor.
Dr. C yells over to Cass just like out loud. She doesn't know where Cass is. She goes, look, Anya's playing with dead people again.
Cass hears that through the mist and is like, that trap.
Kiki has a couple thoughts.
Okay.
Kiki, you're on the other side.
Kiki's on the other bank.
Kiki knows from an extensive Google search that you can actually quite easily survive a waterfall if you just like do this to cover your
mouth and your head.
And then you have to be really still. And then as soon as you touch water, you have to swim away from the fall.
Okay, give me an intelligence check to see if you knew how to say that quickly and whether or not it even makes sense.
17.
Oh,
damn. You say it in the most beautifully eloquent way.
I need you to ascend your right arm over your face. And I need you to ascend your left arm to cover your ears. And I need you to stiffen your entire body.
She did.
And then you need to jump vertically. And as soon as your lower hemisphere touches, breaks the water, you need to breaststroke away from the fall.
Somehow that makes sense to Cass's very, very high mind. It like translates and you fall out of, like, they can't see you anymore. There's no more Cass, as far as you guys know, just a bunch of fog and a bunch of water noise.
We must get Christina out of water.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe Dr. Christina Yang is still in the water.
How are you going to get out? Or are you not going
to
get out?
I was not going to get out. I was on a very, it's warm, it's buoyant, I feel like I'm in the womb, so I'm just going to stay in this cocoon wherever it takes me.
And you fall off down the edge.
Whee!
So just to recap.
I think Cece would say, I always knew Christina Yang would fall right off of a waterfall right after Cassandra.
And I think Kiki's probably like, Dr. Chris, did you hear what I yelled out to Cassandra?
They do not hear you.
Can I attempt to call on the ancestors again on Christina's behalf?
Yeah.
Using a different call, perhaps?
Sure. Of course. Yes.
I'm rolling.
This better work, Anya. Cece's over it. She goes, it better work. Damn it, Anya.
Doesn't work.
Just then. Actually, Nicole, give me a perception check. This you might do well on.
Yeah, we got a 24. We got a 24 here.
Oh.
Praise you, be. Save us.
You hope the distance, you hear another rumble, but this time it sounds like breathing, and the ancestors scream in your ear. So loudly that you think they're screaming to everybody.
That's a dragon!
Oh, but like, no!
Yeah,
wait, it's like, a dragon?
Does she see it or she just heard it and she knows?
It's screaming in her ears. It's like over and over again, they're screaming, that's a dragon, that's a dragon. All the voices of your ancestors.
Oh, shit.
But it seems as though no one else can hear this but you.
I gotta put that shit on right now.
Okay, so you go over and you put the armor on.
Do I know how to do that?
Nope.
I mean, so it's one of those ones where like it slips over the head, so you can get it on vaguely. It might not be right, but
it comes with
on.
IKEA instructions, so it's gonna like take you a second, and you'll end up with a couple extra pieces, but it'll work.
And an Allen wrench.
Yes,
so many Allen wrenches.
So just to repaint the picture,
yeah.
Cece and Anya are standing on the side of this riverbank. Mm-hmm. Cass and Dr. Yang have gone down the waterfall, and on the other side is Kiki.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And in this I'm watching Anya put on armor.
I am bent over like someone is screaming at me, but you hear nothing. And then I jump onto a skeleton and steal its armor.
You realize, Anya, because the ancestors are still screaming at you this whole time, and you realize that that sound of a dragon is coming from the other side of the bank, on Kiki's side of the bank. Oh.
I have to tell Kiki. I scream across the river, Kiki, it is dragon! Dragon behind you!
Kiki realizes that the dragon thinks I'm a bunny because of my coat, so she has no choice, but I think she has to lose the jacket.
Oh, no.
What does she do with it?
I think she has to get rid of it and throw it down the lake, the okay, river, the waterfall.
You're right there. It's so easy to just plop it in. So you do. You take it off in a panic, and you just put it in the river, and you guys just watch it just, like, fall down the waterfall, too.
I think Cece's going to turn to Anya and be like, does she think that's going to save her? I feel bad. She threw that away for no reason, I think. I'm going to yell to Kiki and let Anya know, I think we need to hop in this waterfall and just go down. And that's our best bet to get away from this dragon and to link up with the other girls.
Persuasion check.
Ooh, 16.
16, yeah, it sounds pretty convincing, because just then a big fireball just like goes through this, what you thought was a shadow, but it's just another opening. It's just super dark back there. And Kiki, give me a dexterity saving throw.
I've got a 10 on this one.
So with a 10, does Kiki have a background in any sort of martial arts? Or anything like that, because...
Well, she definitely is an avid pole dancer.
There you go. There it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so with a 10, you do not just a cartwheel, but, like, it's a sexy cartwheel. you do that out of the way of the flame, but it does burn your... Let's see. Your left would go... You went to the left, so it'd be your right foot. I would roll a D6.
Toasty.
That's a 1. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Just, like, on your toe, so it's no biggie. As you do that cartwheel, though, you land in the water again, and you fall down the waterfall.
I fall down the waterfall.
And Nicole, what is Anya going to do?
I just have to look at Cece because she was very persuasive. But as a last-ditch moment of clarity, I say, this armor's so heavy. We so heavy now. Can we swim?
Ooh. We don't need to swim, girl. The waterfall's going to just take us down.
But when we get to bottom of waterfall, what happened then?
We'll see.
Okay, girl. You ready? I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's come on, Louisa.
And with that, you both dive into the water. And you let the waterfall carry you over the edge. And now all of you somehow in this water, it's not what you expected. It's not as violent. That embrace that you were feeling earlier, it's still carrying you. And somehow it slows so that Cass and Christina slow down and you match up. And all of you are now in a bubble together, soaring down this waterfall. It's beautiful. It's very peaceful. That womb-like feeling that Christina was talking about, you're all feeling it. And in the distance, growing louder and louder, you start to hear.
What does Cass think is happening right now?
Cass is still very much in her edible-induced euphoria. And she understands that something bad happened, and she thinks it's possible that she might just be dead, but she's okay with it?
How about you, Dr. Christina Yang, second off?
What is that noise? I was really enjoying the piece. Is that Christian singing to me? Is that Cass?
I think I can hear Christina talking out loud. And
I'm like, Cass, your voice is so beautiful.
Thank you so much. I think I might be singing right now.
It's so
good.
Thank you.
Kiki, what are you thinking?
Kiki is so excited because she loves this song and she can't, she's like not even thinking about her lost coat. And she's thinking as soon as she gets back to Wilton, she's going to do a choreographed dance to this song for him.
And now the song gets serious all of a sudden. Anya, what do you think?
I am in hell. I have died. I accept my fate.
And it's fun again. Cece, what's going on with Cece?
Cece is shook. Everyone's like dancing and being fairly pleasant. And she's like, y'all, there was just a dragon. And actually, you know what? Cass and Christina didn't know that. So she's trying to shout over the music. Y'all, there was a dragon up there.
A what?
A dragon. And it blew fire on Kiki's big toe. Her big toe's burnt.
Oh my God.
And just y'all are kicking it, but there was a dragon.
The music cuts out and you guys hear applause in the distance as you land in a pretty deep grotto. So you might be okay.
Is it for me?
Were we on a reality show? Was that a hidden camera show?
You guys, do you think we're still on a show? Is this part of it?
My agent did not tell me about a hidden camera show.
It's the end of episode one. And it seems, though, in the distance, you're like in Lord of the Rings or something. Maybe not that, but like it's definitely deciduous. And
yes, if we can get the correct biome, I would really appreciate it.
Guys, I have a question. What is a grotto?
Is this Kiki or is this Kosha?
It's a little of both.
Thanks for listening to Real Housewives of Dungeons & Dragons. Want more RHO D&D? Head on over to patreon.com/housewivesofdnd for exclusive bonus content like full-length video versions of our episodes, our bi-weekly behind-the-scenes podcast, Here's What Happened, access to our RHO D&D Discord mansion, monthly live events, ad-free episodes, and so much more. patreon.com/housewivesofdnd. Follow us across social media at Housewives of D&D and send us your thoughts at housewivesofdnd@gmail.com. Our DMs are Valen Shore and Allison Zada. And our
cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Players are Riley Rose Critchlow, Elizabeth Ho, Liz Jenkins, Kosha Patel, and Nicole Weiland. Original music by Valen Shore and sound design by W. Alex Reeves. RHO D&D is a joint production of Hags Media and Pacey's Creek and is not affiliated with Bravo or Wizards of the Coast.